goodness to China right now. Lord, we send your goodness. You are good. We declare Jesus. He is good. He is good. He is the answer. Lord, I thank you. You are the answer to the coronavirus. Lord Jesus Christ, your name is above that. Your name is above that. Lord, we declare your goodness throughout the whole earth. We declare the goodness as we praise you. Your goodness and your kindness manifest itself. Change. We cry out for the manifestation that only you can bring, Lord. We cry out for the manifestation that falls upon your sons and your daughters and causes them to prophesy, to speak to the winds and to call them from the north, the south, the east, and the west to rescue the people that are lost, the people that are broken, the people that are darkness, until they see your marvelous light. Lord, we stand in your presence, and we cry out for them. We cry out for the manifestation needed, Lord, that you will roll by a mighty wind, and you will bring them in, Lord. Lord, restore your church to have a heart for souls. Restore the heart for souls. Restore the heart. Restore the heart, Lord. That they will not be silent, that they will proclaim you. They will live their life to worship you. They will live their life to proclaim who you are and declare your goodness in all of the earth. Lord, we call upon the body of Christ all over the world to join together with one voice to proclaim your name in all the earth, to bring the difference needed. Oh, mighty wind of God, mighty wind of God, mighty wind of God, we need you. We need you to roar among the people. We need you to be the gatherer. Send forth the angels to gather them in. Send forth the angels to gather them in. Uratia brati karasumba here. Diamara shona marasi nomorota. Rindiara, we will not sit on the sidelines and wonder what you're doing. We will join you in the heavenlies and see that it is done. Uranama korasita. Uranama, we yield. We yield. We let go of our agendas. We let go of what we want. We let go of everything but you, Lord. We let go of everything but you, but we hold fast. We hold fast to who you are. We hold fast to the truth of the word. We hold fast to who you've made us to be, spirit beings, one with you. You and me and me and you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name in all the earth. We speak glory to your name in all the earth. In all the earth. In all the earth. Oh, glory to your name. We magnify your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, we don't just hold it. We release it so it can be expanded, Lord. Uratia brondia, dia no mara sierota, rishi samaroti urate. The name of Jesus is above all names. The name of Jesus is above all names. Urindia marati crossi, mara diambaroso, isha saboroti krata, ambrondia rasa. We lift your name. We lift your name. We yield on purpose to you. We yield, we yield, we yield. We get out of our own way. We just get out of our own way, Lord. Until there's nothing left but you, Jesus. Till there's nothing left, there's nothing left. There's nothing left, there's nothing left. There's nothing left, there's nothing left. There's nothing left but you. There's nothing left but you. There's nothing left but you, your way, your will, your love. Only you can satisfy. Only you can satisfy the longing of our soul. Lord, awaken our souls to pant like a deer after you. As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. So my soul, it longs. It longs for you. Shin Sadi, there's no satisfaction outside of it. Everything is empty. Everything is empty except for at your feet. Everything is empty except at your feet. As we worship you, as we honor you, as we empty out ourselves at your feet, Lord. Oh, my Jesus. Make yourself known. Every mind on him, every focus on him. Forget everybody else. Enter into this worship. This is a proclamation today.
You.
what only you can do, Lord, as your name is exalted, Lord. I ask that you move amongst this people, Lord. I ask that you turn the wrong things right. Lord, I thank you that you give them wisdom, that you give them revelation, God. I thank you that you take them by the hand and you lead them how they need to go. Oh, God, I thank you that as we lift up your name, there's no errors in you. There is only the right things and the right ways to do it, Lord. We yield ourselves completely in your presence, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, God, admitting that we don't know. We don't know what only you know, but we are hungry to know what you know. Oh, Lord, we will not be left outside, but on inside track with you. Lord, God, Almighty, who has ushered us into oneness with you. Lord, I declare that those that are of this house are the answer to Jesus' prayer. We are those that will be one with you as Jesus prayed. Lord, as he has come, to touch us, to breathe on us, to transform us, Lord, we submit to the transformation. Lord, we are hungry. We are desperate. We are a desperate people. We don't want to have our own way. We failed in our own ways, Lord. We have come short in making our own decisions, Lord. Oh, Lord, we had to be rescued once again by you. And here you've come. Here you come to the rescue again and again and again, because you are good and you are faithful and you love us unconditionally. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, that as we come, you meet us here. You recognize what needs to occur, Lord. I ask for a happening for every individual, for every person watching, a happening, an experience that only you can bring. Lord, that there's nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing left behind, but the wholeness that you bring, Lord. The victory that you bring, Lord. The victory that only you can bring, Lord. As we lift up your name, Lord, we thank you that our bodies come into alignment. Oh, God, our bodies come into alignment. Everything else gets pushed away in your presence, Lord. We push it away as we praise your name. Lord, we empty ourselves of all the other answers. You are the answer. You are the answer to every affliction. You are the answer to every affliction. No matter what the enemy has brought, you are the answer, Lord. You are the answer, Lord. I thank you for miracles that just happen because we're in love with you. Lord, I thank you that as we praise you, miracles occur. Lord, I thank you it's not about a person except for the personage of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I thank you for the stripes that you took on your back. I thank you that you took care of every disease, of every infirmity, and I praise you for it. I honor you for it. I let your name be glorified with the praises of my lips and the posture of my heart before you, God, before you, Lord. I thank you in your presence, sadness goes. I thank you that in your presence, gladness comes. It overtakes us, Lord, because there is nothing that satisfies like you. Lord, I thank you that you are taking care of all of the things that concern us, Lord, because we lay them at your feet. We take our burdens and we give them to you, Lord, and we take up your cross. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Lord, the cross that you want us to take, the acknowledgement of who you are, the oneness with you that makes us know what it is to die, not only for ourselves, but for others, Lord. Lord, we position ourselves with you on that cross today, Lord. We see us taking the place with you to say, I surrender to my Father's will completely for the sake of the world. Lord, I thank you for moving us out of the ordinary into the supernatural. I thank you, Lord, that as you cried out, Father, forgive them, we enter into that today and we forgive. We release forgiveness all over the world. All over the world, Lord, that they would, those that have aught against their brother, those that hate, forgiveness, we release forgiveness. And then as he yielded his last human voice, Jesus, you were transformed. You went down into death, hell, and the grave, and you took the keys. And today, we thank you that we grab a hold of those keys and we join you in the victory dance. We join you in the celebration. We join you in the parade that releases the truth that you have overcome, that your name is higher than any other name, that by your name every knee will bow and every name will proclaim that Jesus Christ, you are Lord. Jesus Christ, you are Lord. We worship you, Lord, and we thank you for meeting us here. We thank you, Lord, for opening up hearts and opening up eyes by the Spirit to see and to partake of what you're offering, Lord. God, I thank you that we bypass our brain cells. We bypass the things that we can't understand, Lord, in the natural. We don't try to figure out what you're doing or how you're doing it. We just proclaim you as Lord over our lives. We just submit to your lead, Lord. We just follow you around, Lord. We just do what you tell us to do. We just are happy to do what you tell us to do. We're just so thrilled to be with you, Lord. We're just so thrilled that you filled us with your Holy Ghost and power. We're so happy about you, Holy Ghost. We're so happy that you're our teacher. We're so happy that you're our comforter, that you're our guide, that you reveal Jesus to us, that you reveal the Father's heart to us. We're just so happy. We're so privileged of a people that can know you from the inside out, that can join by the eyes of the Spirit, the saints that have gone before us glorifying his name and calling his name wonderful, Counselor, a mighty God, the everlasting Father. Oh, we thank you that you make him so real. You make him so real to us. Oh, Father, how we love you. How we love your voice. How we love the way you made us. How we love the position that you gave us, the mandate on our lives. Lord, you didn't leave any one person out. You fashioned us just like you wanted us. You purposed us for what we are going to accomplish here on earth. Oh God, that we may usher others into the knowledge of you, that we may love them with your love. Oh, Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you for being willing to come. Thank you for coming and uniting us back with the Father. We thank you, Jesus. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful, Lord. You are so beautiful to our hearts, Lord. Let our hearts rejoice in knowing the Lord of our salvation. Let our mouth easily proclaim your goodness. You have been faithful. You have been faithful. Your kindness overwhelms us, Lord. Your kindness overwhelms us, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'll never understand why you love us how you do. But we're so grateful. We're so grateful, Lord, for you. We're so grateful for you, Lord. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We thank you for the fire that comes to wash out our debris. Let it come ablaze on the inside of us and leave nothing left but what pleases the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In your presence, Lord. In your presence, this is where we live. This is where we move. This is where we get our instructions. This is where we get to know you different. This is where we get energized. This is where we get built up. This is where we live so that we can live. This is where we live so that we can live. All for your glory, Lord. All for your glory, Lord. All for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do that song one more time, Leslie. With all of our hearts, Lord.
You are worthy.
We exalt you, oh God. We exalt.
is moving right now. He's here. The Spirit of the Lord is here to rid you of your past. Some people don't think they can ever get over the past. But the Lord says, I'm here to get you past your past. Those that have wronged you, those that have left you, those that have abandoned you, even those that have abused you. The Lord says, I am the good shepherd, and I have come to take your hand, to lead you, to guide you, to heal every hidden place of your heart that you didn't know what to do with. The Lord says, all you have to do is lift up your hand and give it to me right now. I will scoop it right out of you. I will restore you to the original glory that my Father has intended for you. You just have to release. Just release it to me. Oh, my burden is light. It's light. I'll take it away. I'll take it away, your heaviness. Your heaviness, your depression. You're not knowing what to do with yourself. Your self-hatred. I am here to take it. I'm going to take away your self-hatred today. Just drop it. Just drop it in my hand. Let me scoop it away and let me heal you. There's some people here that you just don't think that you deserve that. No one deserves it. No one. No one could deserve it. And yet he came for those who were unworthy. And he made us worthy. He made us worthy. Let him wash it away right now. Let him wash it away. Nothing impossible for you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing, nothing impossible for you, Lord. The Lord says that there's loss. There's so much loss. And the loss has caused you to get into poverty mentality. You talk negative. You live negative. You are trying to live in arrears. You're trying to live in the minus sign. You're trying to figure it out. And there's no strength left in you to do it. And the Lord said, I am the God of abundance. I am the God that knows how to take loss and turn it around for your good. I will take the loss of a loved one and turn it around into a passion that ignites inside of you to win someone else while there's still time. I will cause you to love the unlovable and the forlorn that have lost so much because you know what loss feels like. I will take that which you bring before me and I will multiply it back to you. Whether it is your finances or whether it is your love, bring to me what you want me to touch, because my touch will make it whole. I have reversed the curse. Now you just have to come and receive the blessing. Just receive my blessing. Just receive my blessing. I am the one who blesses you. Don't believe the lie anymore. Don't believe that I will take things away from you when I'm trying to just get them to you. Oh, I've seen you. I've seen you in the pits of lies, but I see you dancing with joy on your face, acknowledging what I did for you. Oh, and that is my picture. That is who you are. You are the victorious ones. You are the conquerors, because you've been touched by the Most High God. The curse has been broken, and the blessing of the Lord will reside forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. For the blessing that was pronounced never stopped. My intentions for you will never stop. My will for you will not be denied. I have called you mine. I have called you mine. With an everlasting love, I will find you. I will find you, and I will find those that you have brought before me. My promises, mothers. My promises, fathers, are forever set as you ask me, as you trust me, as you don't deny me as the one who will, not just the one who can. Direction. I'll give you the direction you need to go. See, I've come to pick you up and empty you out. I'm just emptying you out. All of the things that have held you back, and all of the denial, and all of the trauma. It ends at my feet. It ends at my feet. Have your life and see what I can do. Give me every piece of you, and you get every piece of me. Oh, what a great exchange. Glorious it is. How glorious it is that you can bypass the things of the past and come into the things of now and of the future that I have pre-planned. Oh, and it is beautiful. And oh, and it is good. And oh, it is powerful. You were created to hold my power until it takes everything out of you so that you can release it. But only for the hungry. Only for the submitted. Only for those who love me. For those who will receive my love. That's all. If you'll receive me, I'll do it. As a prophetic action, I want you to just take your hands and just grab a hold of those things that you know He is asking you for. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell your neighbor. This is between you and God right now. And for everything that you offer Him, Just open your hands, the things that you can't do. Jesus is here to scoop them up. And he will turn them into a miracle for you because of your willingness to let go. That's all he needs, is your willingness to let go. Oh, what an amazing army that will rise out of the dust. What an amazing army he is building with those who are willing. Of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord will fill those voids, those things on the inside that you couldn't figure out, those the empty space, oh, and the anger. Let it go, let it go, let it go. With your love, fill us with your peace, fill us with your power, fill us with your abundance, Lord, as you promised, as you promised, as you promised, Lord. Make yourself real, Jesus, make yourself real. We declare you as Lord. We declare you as Lord. If there's anybody here that doesn't know him as Lord, really Lord, like the one who is your complete answer to all your problems. So if you are holding any sin, he is here to take it from you. You just say, Jesus, here's my sin. I hate it. I don't know. I didn't know what to do with it. I hate it. I keep falling back into the same thing. But today, I know you're here. You're here. You're here. And so, Lord, I release it. And I ask you to forgive me. Oh, I thank you for the release. I thank you for the release. My sin no longer belongs to me. I thank you that I'm free. I thank you that I'm free. I thank you that I'm free because you made a pathway of freedom for me. Jesus, I don't want anything in between you and me and you, but a clear pathway, Lord. A clear, clear, free path to enjoy the journey with you. So I give you my honor. I call you my Savior, but I call you also my Lord and my King. You are Savior, you are Lord, and you are King. Very holy moment for some people. A very holy moment for you to make a big decision that will monitor the rest of your whole life. Oh, thank you for the Holy Ghost monitoring. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for leading us, for guiding us, for protecting us, for teaching us all things. I love you. piece of paper or a tithe envelope or something, you need to write down what it is that you're offering to the Lord today. Just write it down. If it's unhappiness, give it to Him. If it's brokenness, give it to Him. Whatever it is that has held you back from holding Him as close as you possibly can, then write it down. And I want you to take an action. This is a prophetic church. We need to be prophetic acting church. You need to bring it to the front and offer it to Him. I mean, this is not your tithe and offering time, but if you want to give your tithes and offerings during this, feel free to do that. I'm asking you for your heart. I'm asking you to make a proclamation before Him. I'm asking you to say, this is what I've been held back by, and this is what I am releasing to you right now. There is something so big going on in the midst of what God is doing with His people, and we're not going to miss it. Say, I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to be a part of it. You see, God has to orchestrate our lives again. He has to have permission to do what only He can do. You are the one holding the key of permission. That's all He wants. He just wants the key to your heart. He just wants the key to your life. And then everything shifts and everything changes. Father, I thank You for digging deep, Lord, as we offer our heart to You. Dig right down into the depth of our soul. Make us new again in You. Make us new again in You. As you come, you can stay, you can pray, you can, oh, I don't know, Jesus needs to be glorified. I need to hear You glorify His name. He's turning your sadness into joy. He's turning your darkness into light. It's just so wonderful. It's just so wonderful. You say, well, I don't feel that way. Well, I didn't tell you you'd feel that way. I just told you He'd do it. You'll get the feeling. If you don't feel it now, you'll feel it later. Don't worry, I'm not going to preach all that. You guys are freaking out right then. This is what the Word says. I'm just going to read you what the Word says. These words spake Jesus. He lifted up His eyes to heaven and He said this, Father, the hour has come. Glorify and exalt and honor and magnify Your Son, so that Your Son may glorify and extol and honor and magnify You. Just as You have granted Him power and authority over all flesh, now glorify Him so that He may give eternal life to all whom You have given Him. And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, to recognize, to become acquainted with, and to understand You, the only true and real God, and likewise to know Him, Jesus, as the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, whom You have sent. And then Jesus said, I have glorified You down here on the earth by completing the work that You have gave Me to do. And now, Father, glorify Me along with Yourself and restore Me to such majesty and honor in Your presence as I had with You before the world existed. I have manifested Your name. I have revealed Your very self, Your real self, to the people that you have given me out of the world. So, Lord, I thank you that this word is true for us today, that as Jesus prayed that and declared it before his Father, that we proclaim it today, that we have received the manifestation of your name, that you have revealed your very self, your real self, to us, your people, and that we belong entirely to you. Entirely, 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 entirely. Tell you one story, and then we're going to close today, because I think it sums up what God is trying to tell us about the importance of what he's called us to this year. He called us to be spirit empowered to go all out. I mean, why do you think he is manifesting and focusing on the things of the spirit? It's because it's the only way we win. It's the only way, say it's the only way we win. Oh boy, there goes all of my scriptures, all my stuff. Okay, that was page 1 through 7, what just happened. Okay, did you like that? That's like the speed readers. So I just want to tell you the story. I'm just looking at my notes because I don't want to leave out some of the important parts, but the importance of us being hungering and thirsting after the presence of God and allowing the Spirit to have his way. Why is it important? You know, why is it important? Why must we do this? Because, you know, sometimes it's a little awkward. Sometimes people do weird stuff. Sometimes we don't understand. And, you know, we want to understand, but we can't understand these things in the natural. Our brains can't even contain this stuff. How do you describe what Jesus did today? You can't do that in English. The only way you can do that is praying in the Spirit. I mean, if someone asks you what happened, you should just go, that's it. Because you can't say it. I mean, maybe you had a personal experience and you could say that. But anyway, so God called me and Pastor Bill went to Africa and he had a heart for Zambia. And so he went on a missions trip and he said, I think you're supposed to go. And I prayed and I was supposed to go. And so we went, and many things happened there, but the most transforming thing that happened in my life that changed me forever was when we went to a little village with children. Because nothing can get to your heart like a child. How many agree with that? And so we went to this village, and there was lots of children, double the size of what could fit in this sanctuary. That's how many children were there. And when we went there, we had all of our little games planned. You know, we were going to have fun with them. We had songs prepared. We had praisers. We had little stuff to make them happy. We brought them food. We brought them clothes. I mean, we didn't go there empty-handed. We went there to get them and to make them happy. But when we got there and we did all of our things and we shouted and they just stared at us. Just stared with empty little eyes. Just stared back with nothing to offer back. A little girl sitting in front of me, about 8 years old probably, letting her little baby sister suck on her breast for comfort because there was no milk there. Just for comfort. My heart, I was like, I've never experienced the trauma of seeing the reality of Satan's thievery, so much. Then the little boy, oh my goodness, the little boy. I can still see his face. I know his, I can tell you about his entire body. If he stood on this chair, he was this tall. His little stomach was totally extended out that much further because he was starving to death. And I knew it. What will the food we brought to a village do to fix all of these people? And then there was the little boy who was wearing an Eskimo suit, who was tugging. It was tugging because it zipped up and it was pulling on him. And it was here on his legs because it was the only piece of clothing that he had. And it was 100 degrees. And he was sweating. And we did our best and nothing worked. Nothing worked. We were staying in cabins, and I went back to the cabin, and there was three or four people, no, I think three others beside myself. And all I know is when I walked in, I didn't want food. I didn't want to eat food. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want anything of the net. I didn't want to talk. I was devastated by what had just occurred. And I just went in, and I got ready, and I went to my lower bunk, and I just began to weep. And I said, Lord, what in the world? What do we have? What could possibly change this circumstance? We need you. We don't have any answers in the natural. We have no answer. I don't care if I gave them $1 million, they were broken from the inside out. There was no hope in their eyes, not a glimmer. And so I began to pray. And I could only pray no longer in English. English couldn't even come out of my mouth, for I knew I had no answers. It had to be born by the Spirit. There was no answers in the natural. You understand? We are Spirit people. And we are not coming up with the answers in our brain. And if the body of Christ would just figure this out, we'd be productive. But no, we still want to come up with a gimmick. We still want to have a plan. We still want... Oh, God, forgive us for all that. The plan is the Holy Ghost plan. The plan is revealed when you're desperate for His answer. And you have to have the compassion that is needed for that to be a desperate cry of yours. What is this world about if we can't carry compassion and if we can't be the answer to the broken? So I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed until I was lost in the Spirit. And I don't know how to explain that except for you are unaware of your surroundings anymore. I was trying to be quiet for the sake of those other people, but after a while, I didn't even care. I'm just like, I have to go here. I just have to go here. I got to go where I need to go because God is the only one who has the answer for these children. And I have to have it because I can't go back there tomorrow. Without the power of God. But that's something different. Without the remedy. And so the Lord began to talk to me. I mean, this was hours. I didn't sleep all night. I didn't know what they were doing because I was with Jesus. I was just with Jesus. And when we got ready in the morning, they had been up all night too. They said, how could we not pray? You prayed through the whole night. What are we supposed to do? I said, good, then we're all in one accord. This is good. And he said, the real problem is that they're so broken. They're so broken that they've gotten so hardened to the difficulties that they have shut down all their emotions. They can't even feel anymore. He said, there's no feeling left for them in the situation that they're in. Most of them had been orphaned. And so they don't want to feel anymore, but there is a remedy. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the remedy. And I said, what is the remedy, God? And he said, I'm El Shaddai. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. When we have nothing to offer, we can offer them him. The one that is more than enough. He's more than enough. And so we prayed in the mornings. Thank God that we had mission trips where people pray in the morning. And so we came into one accord, and I said, this is what they need. They need El Shaddai to show up. They need El Shaddai to show up. Now, I don't know what that means yet. I don't know how that looks yet. I just know El Shaddai's coming. I just know he's going to manifest himself. But I wouldn't have known that if I didn't pray all night. I wouldn't have known that until I got out of myself. Until I was out of my mind trying to figure things out, until the natural didn't make any sense anymore, but the supernatural, the Spirit of Almighty God, was the agent that I was following and not anything that I could conjure up myself. And so we prayed, and Pastor Bill wept when we said it. He just wanted the same thing we all wanted. We just wanted them to get healed. We wanted to provide something different than what we knew they had been given, because they were still in that state. And so we went. And when we got there, they looked exactly the same as they did the day before. And the Lord began to orchestrate things like he orchestrated today. And he began to tell us what to do. So he said, I want you to go and pull out the intercessors, the real intercessors, the children intercessors. I want you to bring them to the front. Now, Delaine and I were there with Pastor Bill as leaders, and we were in agreement on this. We heard this, and I don't remember if it was her or me, whatever. It didn't matter. We knew what we had to do. Well, how were we going to pull out intercessors? We don't even know any of them. By the Spirit. You see, if you don't pray in the Spirit, you don't know how to be orchestrated by the Spirit. You don't know who God is highlighting in your midst. You don't know what their gifts are. But when the Holy Spirit is in charge and you are one with him, you just go over and say, you. And you bring them to the front, and then you say, you. And you bring them to the front, and you say, you. And you bring them to the front, and all of a sudden, we had the intercessors there. You understand? It is not orchestrated by the... We didn't go to the pastor. We didn't say, Pastor, who are the little kids that intercede? No, no. We just went by the Spirit because we had been with him. And they came to the front. And then God said, bring the children that have lost both parents. Because almost all the children had lost one. And so we said, bring the children that have lost both parents. And the front was full of children without any parents. They didn't have any, like, four kids there. They didn't have any organizations that were there to... No, they had people who cared, though, that had let them come into their homes in that village, and they were starving, all of them, because they took in more than they had to give. And so the children came to the front. Now we lay hands on the children that are intercessors, because you know there is an impartation that can occur. Because when you are full of the Holy Ghost, you can release the Holy Ghost power. But if you're not full of the Holy Ghost, you're just going to release more of yourself. And we have enough of yourself. Amen? What are we going to do with that? We did that yesterday. Nothing worked. Now we pray for the intercessors. Now the most miraculous thing begins to happen. We begin to take the hands of the intercessors and lay it on the heads of the orphans. Now the intercessors are weeping. They're weeping because this is emotional. This has brought back to life the deadness inside of them. They are alive, but they are alive with compassion. They are alive by the Spirit of Almighty God, and they are weeping. And as they lay hands on the kids begin to weep. Those little orphans begin to weep. Now the Lord says, now take them and pull the ones that I lead you to. And so me and Delaine begin to pull the kids as the Lord led. And we pulled them in and we took them. And up and down the rows we went. And I took this precious little girl. And she kept laying hands on every single one. And as she laid hands on them, they would begin to weep. And they would begin to weep. And she kept saying the same thing over and over and over. And so finally I found a translator. I said, what is she saying? What is she saying? And she said, she's saying El Shaddai. Just shut up. I'm done. God knew what needed to release his power in that place to bring healing to those precious children that deserve to know his love. He is more than enough. He was more than enough. He manifested himself to them. He healed their brokenness. And as we went up and down the aisles with the children, the whole team was involved. The whole team was involved in breaking the darkness. You understand, team, don't you? And as they took the children and as they prayed up and down the aisles, all of the children wept, every single last one of them, because they had to break through their emotions. And then all of a sudden, beautiful sounds began to come. And it was the sound of joy. And it was the sound of laughter. And as sad as they were, became as happy as they were. Because the curse had been broken. And then we played our games. And then we sang our songs. And then we ran around in circles. And then we stood and we watched and we gave them the food. And oh, they just couldn't even, they were so happy to eat an orange and have some candy. And we gave them food too. But listen, this was good stuff that we were giving them right on the spot here. Pastor Bill and I stood by each other and he stood there with tears streaming down his face. And he looked at me and said, how? How do you explain this? And I said, we can only repeat it the best we can, but no one will know without experiencing this. Obedience to God. He said that we are spirit empowered to go all out. Where are you supposed to go? Who's the broken person in your realm that has so much loss that they don't even have proper emotions anymore? Maybe they have emotions. Maybe they just don't have proper emotions. Maybe they're the most angry of everyone you know because they have things to be angry about. But until you are that person that God can trust, until you are the Shunda Bra Sunda Bra Tikara Sunda Bra, I'm not leaving until I hear from you, Lord. Bra Shunda Bra Sikaranda Bra Soka, come and give me your revelation. There's something more I'm missing, Lord. Tell me what it is. 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 I won't leave. 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 And then in a moment of time, he gives you the rescue. Intercession, people. Not some little wimpy prayer. bless me, give me, help me, save my kids, help my family. There's a whole world out there that's dying. And we're not even beaten on his door because we're tired. You know why we're tired? Because we're not filled with the Spirit. We're tired because we haven't been filled to the overflow. We're tired because we're not giving our attention to the right things. We're giving our attention to another way we think we can do it. We're giving our attention to distractions. But no. The Lord is calling his people. Come near me. Come into my presence. That's where you get fullness of joy. You know why? Because you get the answers you need to help somebody else. This is not about us. The only thing about us is for us to find out about them. To reach somebody else is the greatest joy you could ever have. To see a transformed life and know you got to be a part of it, this is eternal things. These are things that will last forever and ever and ever and ever, and everything else is temporal. And that's why you're not happy. And that's why you're happy for a moment. And that's why you do things to go have some fun. And then it's over. And then you just spend all your money trying to make things happy. But the happiness doesn't last unless it comes from his presence. Unless you are the person who takes the time to say, I don't care. I'm sitting in my closet. If I have to sit here, I remember Jerry Seville stood over his tub and said, I'm going to pray. And if I fall asleep, I'm going to crack my head open. But I am going to pray. We need determined people like that. We need somebody who says, I'm not leaving until you show up. I'm not leaving until I get an answer. I'm not leaving until I am the answer, until I know what you're saying and who it is. You know, we asked God for three people. If you did the fasting guide, I hope you did. If you didn't, shame on you. But if you did it, you're supposed to be asking God for the three people that you are supposed to be praying for and reaching to and able to speak to them. Well, how will you know how to make a way if you're not plowing the ground that is needed by the Spirit? But if you are that willing person, imagine, I don't know how many people here, not as many as last year, at least I'm not down to 12, that's good. Last week, we had a little bit more people, but who cares about numbers? Here's what we need, unity. And you know how we get unity? The Spirit. You're not going to agree with me on anything. Just forget it. You won't. I won't agree with you on everything. It ain't going to happen, people. The church without spot or wrinkle, it ain't because we all came into agreement with things that the way we think things should happen, because that is never happening. What is going to happen is that there's going to be an on fire remnant of people who will not leave until he comes. And when he comes with answers. And he comes with love. And he packs it down inside of you until you overflow onto somebody else. That's who you're called to be. If you're not that, you're not happy. You're not going to be happy either, I proclaim it over your life. It's not even anything that has to be, it's written in the Word. Joy comes from obedience. And if you're not obeying Him, you're not going to be happy. You might have moments of happiness, fake happiness, pseudo. Don't you love that? Pseudo. Like diamonds or pseudo diamond. What? Either they're diamonds or they're fake. Either it's joy or it's fake, temporary. But the people that know their God shall do exploits. God's looking for the exploit people. Oh, yeah. And there's nothing like it. There won't be anything that will, you'll be so consumed by him that you won't even care how it looks, how it comes out. You'll just be a little fireball, just running around, being on fire for God, happier than a lark. See, this is who we're meant to be. The representation of Jesus on the earth. So, that's it. I'm done. Now it's up to you to decide who's in. Who's going to go all out? It's up to you and Jesus. I mean, I know this. It's exhausting to try to get to people to do something they don't want to do. It's exhausting. And so if you don't want to do it, I can't make you do it. I mean, but he'll just keep chasing after you until you know, he'll trip you if he needs to. Oh, how do you like my voice? Isn't it wonderful? Not that he tripped me or anything, but ha ha, ha ha, Satan! Hallelujah! Oh, it's so glorious to be able to pray with my voice in tongues instead of in my head. I'm at home going, in my brain, in my head, but then the Lord. But then the one I love, the one I serve, the one that's always been faithful, the one who loves me entirely, the one that wouldn't leave me in such a state. Oh yeah, I'll never quit praising his name, and I'll always be happy to do so. Because what Satan tried to steal, he not only redeemed, he made it a little bit louder. So Father, we just offer up this day to you. And I thank you, you orchestrated the worship, you orchestrated the musicians, you orchestrated the prayers, you orchestrated us getting involved. You orchestrated the reading of the word. You orchestrated what's happening right now. You orchestrated salvation. You orchestrated wholeness. And we give you glory for it. And we thank you. We will never stop praising your name. So for every person that is under the sound of my voice, let them come to surrender and wholeness and joy as only you can bring. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. And I do love you. And it's nice to be able to say it, but who do we love the most? And who loves us the most? And who loves them the most? Well, then go pray in the Holy Ghost for him and be full of him in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today at Liberty Life Center. We hope you were challenged and encouraged by today's message. Visit us online at libertylifecenter.org. where we have links to other archived messages and even a place to give. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Liberty Life Center. We hope you'll join us again next week. In the meantime, embrace, display, and share God's love.